going to do such a thing.
Okay, so we've been discussing the issue of Mefar Chesed. Again, Mefar Chesed is a very fascinating topic because it's, again, an in-between, it challenges our definitions of life and death, literally. So it's a life and death kind of a topic. And it really does spill over into a lot of other issues, so it's an important topic to try to pin down. So what we've done so far is, let me just get us to where we were, and then I want somebody to read, the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Aleph, just quickly. So far we began with the issue of whether or not there can be, Mefar Chesed challenges us to the question whether or not there can be a concept of Tumah Lebal Chai or Lechai. And in that context we read the Gemara in on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, where the similar question is discussed with regard to Ben Bakua and Dagim, and we mentioned also that Tzir Mishtaleach has such a question, and then Ariel also mentioned the discussion of the Griz, namely what about Dofek. Right. Now I didn't just get back to Dofek, and I meant to, but just to highlight what we were discussing, and then of course you have the discussion of Dofek comes in the context of the Griz's discussion. This is how we mentioned it in the first place on Tezayinu Beis and Zvachim, about Chibas HaKodesh. Why, if Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir, so why wouldn't that apply even to a Korban B'chayim? That's really what he wants to know. And his whole piece is to try to figure out that Shechita really, that's why it's connected to the other piece that we discussed, that Shechita makes the difference. Shechita is what makes the shame Korban. And that's connected to the whole Klisharis discussion that we had as well. But basically, he's discussing whether or not you couldn't expand further the idea of Tumah B'chai, namely in the context of Chibas HaKodesh. So one of the suggestions that he makes is that if you had a Bal Chai, which was serving as a Golel Dofek, so there too, it would be Mistamitale. But he's not sure whether or not that's a good example. That's what I just forgot to get back to. Why not, Ariel?
Because there might just be a host Tuma on Dofek.
It's metame, not mistame. No, it's not the dofek isn't the dofek balchai isn't something which is makabel tuma. The dofek chai is something which generates tuma. Right. And just like a tmei mace is no one's bothered by a tmei mace, because that's what it is. It's a mitame. So too. The dofek, and then he says, and maybe this issue will depend on seeming machlokes, namely, what happens after the Bal Chai no longer serves as a dofek? So does it retain the status of tuma, or not? If it's a mitame, it's a chalos mitame, if serving as a dofek, that makes it a davar hamitame. So once it's no longer serving that function, so then it could be understandable that. That it's paka, because it's no longer in that in that context. However, if it's a davar hamistame, because of what it, where it is and what it is, etc. So then, presumably, he says one would think that it should be a permanent situation. So I just wanted to get back to that just for a second. So that's another example. And then, of course, we have Mefar Chesed, which our sugya, namely, if we assume that Mefar Chesed is really chai, as some of the evidence indicates, and that's, we just want to finish up with that evidence, namely the fact that there's no Tumas Nevela, the fact that there is Hamada the Haracha, all things being equal, so it's a chai, and yet there is Tumas Oklin. So again, all these would point in the direction, all these cases, and again, Mefar Chesed and Dofek could even be Lahalacha. The other cases, the case of Dagim Ben Bakua, Sira Mishalach, there we don't paskin Lahalacha. But these would point to the fact that you could have a Chai, which is Tumas. So I just want to make the comment as follows. On what basis would this be true, that a Bal Chai would be Mekabel Tumah? So the Griz also assumes what we mentioned last time, most people would assume, and that would be that because the problem isn't so much one of Chai and Mace, the problem is one of Ochel. If you have a Chetzah Shel Ochel, which happens to be a Chai, so then it's going to be tameh. But I suggested the other day that maybe there's another approach, And that is when you can have something which is chai, but it's not, I was saying, a chai, not a bal chai, meaning it becomes a chefza. And the real idea that a bal chai cannot be mistame is because it's a subject, not an object. And only an object can become tame. So that would work, the idea that we're expanding the definition of ochel, even bechayim, and that's why there's tuma, would work well for ben pakua, very well for ben pakua, quite well for dagim hanitzodim. But as far as Seira Mishtaleach is concerned, and Dofek, and as far as those two are concerned, it doesn't seem like they're Ochlim. I mean, Dofek is not an Ochel, obviously, and the Seira Mishtaleach is not an Ochel either. So I think that the suggestion that I made, which is that if you have a Baal Chai, which may be Chai, but it isn't anymore a Baal, it's not, doesn't have the status of Baal, or it's not Nidon as a Baal Chai anymore. You're not relating to it as a Baal Chai anymore, but rather as a Chafza, which is a very rare circumstance indeed. But if you have that, then it theoretically could also become Tameh in its own right. I think that would work better with Dofek and Mishtaleach. But if that's the case, so then one might also liberate oneself from the Tlius of the Grizz, who said that if Dofek is a Mistameh, then it should never matter, you know, whether it still serves the function or not. If it's a mitame, so then it's betoras serving as a dofek. But if it's that's how it became tame, then you know once you're tame, you the tuma clings to you. You can't get rid of it. But if the idea is that basically the only way it could become tame is because we view it as a cheftza, but we view it as a balchai, as a subject. So then it's not tame. So even as a mistame, not just as a mitame, one could perhaps be mechalek between whether it's serving the function, as while it's serving the function for the mace, so that's the whole point. We don't look at it as a, it may be chai, meaning it's living, it's breathing, it's eating, you know, it's making noises, but basically we're relating to it as a chefza. The second that we no longer relate to it as a chefza, then quite possibly it would be come tar, it would be like, you know, in Mamasha Lamad Davardome, you know, when you have a kli, so the kli is nishbar, or the kli, you know, serves a different kind of function, that could affect sometimes its status in Yom Tumo, because you no longer relate to it in the same way. It's almost like Panim Chadashos, Bo Lakan, it's a different chafza. But even if it isn't a different chafza completely, because we relate to it in a different capacity, that affects its Kabbalah's Tumah status as well. And I think that could be explained for Dofek too. Having said that, so what does it have to do with Mefar Chesed? I think it has everything to do with Mefar Chesed. That is the point that Mefar Chesed is Mekabel Tumas Ochlin because it's an Ochel? Or is the point that Mefar Chesed is still a Chai and it's not an Ochel, but it's basically now a Cheftza? That's the point. I mean, it doesn't have a future. It's just, you know, it doesn't even control its spasms. Right. So that would again open up the whole question of Nefar Chesed. Okay, that's just in terms of balance. Yeah. So basically, in our sugya, what we were discussing then was how to understand the whole problem of Nefar Chesed, whether or not really it is a question of basar Ochel on the one hand, or it's a level in Misa on the other. And Yoni also brought to my attention, where's Yoni? There he is, that speaking about the Chai, again, the language of the Gemara in Chulin Ayin Heim and Aleph is that Chai is not Mekabel Tuma. And as we noted, the Rambam, and that's where the Gemara speaks about Ben Bakua and Dagim, that's where the Rambam speaks about the issue of Mefar Chesed. As Rambam in Perek Beis, Halach Vav of Tumas Ochlin quotes that Gemara in Ayin Heim and Aleph. He merges the Gemara of Ayin Heim and Aleph and the Sugya of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And the Rambam sticks to the party line that Chaya Eina Mekabel Tuma. And the language of the Rambam seems to be, therefore, that the Rambam thinks that Le'inyan Tumas Ochlin, we have a different definition of Chayim and Mabes than we do in other areas. And that, I think, is consistent with the Rambam's view throughout. So Yoni just pointed out that also in the very beginning of the Hakdama in Taharos, Hakdama la Taharos of the Rambam, which he tells you was so significant that you should memorize it, he also starts there and emphasizes strongly the idea that Chai is Mufka from Tumas Ochlin, is Mufka from Tuma, which again would lead us to think that for the Rambam, the question is different definitions of Chaim and Mavas in different categories, rather than there being a kind of range of different views, like different levels of Chaim and Mavas, which are koveya, which are, serves the criterion for different halachas. That's an important point as well. Okay, now, so let's get back to the status of Pirkos with regard to different issues. Okay. So we already discussed the fact of our first day of our Tosis. First day of our Tosis, as we noted, seems to ignore that there is necessarily Tumas Ochlim in a case of the Farchese. Okay. That seems to be against the Mishnah, and we already explained three different approaches why that might be different. Either that the Tumas Ochlim, the Mishnah of Kufyud Zayin, is only Drabana, that's the Maram Shik. Oren mentioned to me, I didn't get a chance to look at it. Did you find it?
Yeah.
That the Chidush Rebbe, you have it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You could read it. Then you can give it to me afterwards. I'll keep. Yeah. Rebbe Kivager also says the same thing. So again, the first answer, same thing the Baram Shik suggested, which is that the first day of Tosis really holds that Tumas Ochlin is Rabbanan. That's a very radical view, but a very sensational view, because again, it allows us to say that Pirkos really is Chai. Right. Again, you could say it's Chai, and it's definitely, and it's not Ochel either. If you have a copy, I'll still take it. That's the one Alatar? No, you say it's somewhere else. Right?
Simin Yud Tes. Uh-huh.
Simin Yud Tes, which is on which daf? This goes according to the Seder Adapim?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. So the Rabbi Kivager and the Maram Shik, that's a very, very important shita. Then we have the Netziv, that Mukdashim Shiny, that the Netziv's idea is that it's obviously a din in achila, in an ochel, with the added assumption that ochel depends practically on heter achila, and if lemaisa there's no heter achila, even if it's an iser gavra, because of mukdashim or lasochal al adam, that too interferes with the shame ochel. That would be the Netziv, and I had the suggestion of the name of the rab, which is the opposite in a way of what the Rishonim are saying, but not a stira, namely that the higher standards of shchita, of which is a matir and achila, are such that dafka shchita tahora al yidei Yisrael, we might not have tumas ochlim. Whereas if we're just interested in the ma'isa shchita, so then and the kiyotzebo and the mistama, mechashev laochel, that's like a different track of creating a shem ochel. So ironically, even though it's less of a shchita, it's also less burdened by the demands of being matir, and that would be a huge chiddush, again, that there's no tumas ochlin in a proper shchita, but there is in the other, and that would be opposite in direction from the Balei Tosis distinction, not our Tosis of Meson Beis, which disagrees, not the Rambam, also disagrees, but the Tosis on Pedalit and the Tosis on Bava Kama in Ayin Vav Amid Aleph and Ayin Vav Amid Beis, and so on, where they take the view that on the contrary, a proper shchita tahora, which is materes, is actually more kemes, not less kemes. Okay. And again, the assumption of the Rav was, it was built on this assumption. Number one, the Rambam holds that osochal al adam is a din daraisa, and it sounds like it may even be a din in shchita. It's not a separate iser. It's not just an iser klali. It is a lav shebeklalis, which is why you don't get mavis, but. But this particular application is a din in the heter of shchita, and that's why the Ram quotes it here. And therefore, it isn't just an extraneous halacha; it's daraisa, and it is fundamental. As opposed to Rashi on Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base, who says that the din of l'sochal al adam in this context is only a din drabanan. As for the second day of Tosis,
Why, according to the Rav, in the case of Tomei, Yisrael Shesa, why is it that in that case the shchita is right after the shchita already
because there we're not, it's not being gauged by heter achila, it's being gauged by kiyotzebo b'shchita and the mistama machshava of ochlin, like Rashi himself explains.
Right, saying, but if, let's say it's a din shchita, so the shchita is not completed until tetzin afsha. So why?
Right, because that, well, the point is that's a din. That's not because of the ma'isa shchita is incomplete. That's because the heter shchita is incomplete because Klal Yisrael has this additional requirement of losochal al adam. But where the ma'isa shchita, not the heter shchita, is the basis for machsheves shem ochel, so then the losochal al adam is irrelevant. That's his argument. In other words, losochal adam isn't a ikuv in ma'isa shchita. Ma'isa shchita is perfectly fine. It's mitar midei nevela even before even if you happen to eat it too early, it doesn't make a difference. But the point is the ma'isa shchita is there. And this is a din in achila, in the heter achilas Klal Yisrael. So that if that's the route that you're taking to create shem ochel, then you have a problem. But if your shem ochel is because ma'isa shchita and mistama machsheves ochel, which is what Rashi explains in Kukhav Aleph and Beis, and that's not going to be a problem. That's the argument. Could you argue with it? Sure, but that's the explanation. Okay. The second day of Tosfos, as we discussed, is open for analysis, and there are different signals. If you focus on Hamad of Haracha being, you know, the exception, so then the impression that you get is that the rule is that basically this is mace. Then you'd have to contend with the problem of Nevela, and as I explained the other day, you might say that Nevela is a dinin mace vitetze nafsho or chetzeshel mace. That's why we tried to explain the din of kiyotzebo in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin. The other possibility is that, also implied by the language of Tosfos, it depends which one you want to zero in on, and that is that no, the tumas ochlin still remains the exception because that's a din in ochel, and you don't require the status of mace. Of course, again, there's this overlap. You might say that if it's chai gomor, it's not ochel. It has to be at least on its way to being mace. So these are the different perspectives. And the Rambam Shita is totally different, which is that it's a mace legabe zeh, but not legabe zeh. So these are the three perspectives. I should add that the kiyotzebo diuk that I made in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin, I think makes a lot of sense, according to two of these perspectives. But having said that, it's just fascinating to note that the Rambam completely disentangles the two parts of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin. He doesn't put them together at all. They're different prakim. Now, even though the Mishnah said kiyotzebo, namely, the idea that the adjuncts of Tumas Ochlin are Mitzaref L'Shir, but the adjuncts are not Mitzaref L'Shir, Tumas Nevela, that halacha and the halacha of Pirchus for the Rambam are dealt with in totally different places. Almost like the Kiyotzebo for the Rambam there, like Ariel said the other day, is just, you know, counting chilukim between Tumas Nevela and Tumas Ochlin, but they have nothing, no substantive significance and importance whatsoever. Okay. So let's move on now to some of the other categories. So the Hamad of Haracha, we began with, that it depends on our analysis of Tosfos. Right, on the one hand, the Gemara says, Kechai l'chol advarim, the language of the Gemara in Lamed Amud Aleph, that's a strong language. It sounds like Pirchos, again, if Hamad of Haracha depends on Chayim and Maves, it sounds like that is a strong indicator that Pirchos is Chai. And the Rambam also quotes this language in Hilchos Erchin, right, he says, Kichai l'chol, l'chol advarim. This might be consistent with the fact that the Rambam seems to be applying different definitions of Chaim and Maves for each and every category. Again, as opposed to saying that there's a scale and, you know, you have to figure out what is what. Okay, so the language of Chai l'chol advarim is very, very suggestive. But again, depending on how you understood the second day of Tosfos, again, the first day of Tosfos was saying, Kechai l'chol advarim is not just the din in Hamad of Haracha, but it also is koveya with regard to not only Tumas Nevela, but even Tumas Ochlin. So the first day of Tosfos actually, in addition to everything else, gives weight, heavy significance, to the din, the category of Hamad of Haracha, and the statement of Kechai l'chol advarim. It's assuming, because of that, hu adin afil linyan Tumas Ochlin. That's the first day of Tosfos. Now, when you have the second day of Tosfos, so what are they saying? They're saying, you know, it's chai for this, but not for that. Or they're saying that Tumas Ochlin is Ochel But in Hanami, we're sticking with our guns, it's Kechai L'chol HaDvarim. Or are they saying, and this is what it sounds like in the beginning of Tosas, that Hamada V'Harocha is the exception, it really doesn't depend on Chai at all. So what does Hamada V'Harocha depend on if it doesn't depend on Chai? Well, it could be dependent upon the fact that it's not mace, or it could depend on the physical ability of Hamada, movement of some sort. So the question of the makor becomes very important now, as we already noted. In other words, when the Gemara says on Laman Amalap is Kai B'chol Advarim, so again, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Bali Tosis say that the makor is the Sugyan Kuf Chapala from a base. When they say that, basically they are tying Hamada V'Harocha to the question of life and death. However, if Rabbi Kivager is right, if we said the other day, that the makor is the Mishnah in Mi'ila, so then it's completely disentangled from the Sugyan Kuf Kapala from the base, and then it's easy to say that this is a special din in Pidyon and in Hamada, and has nothing to do with anything else. So that's a very important argument. As we already noted, the phrase Kechaya L'chol HaDvarim is also picked up, which appears only, as far as I know, I mean, I'm not saying ever, but in this context, on Lamed Amud Aleph regarding Hamada V'Harocha, the fact that phrase was picked up by Balei Tosis on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in the context of Revia, and by the Meiri as well, I might add, and by the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Isurei Bia, the fact that they said about Revia that it's Chayev because it's Kechaya L'chol HaDvarim, which is the language that the Gemara uses about Hamada V'Harocha, right, would seem to imply that, and the Gemara doesn't say this, the Gemara just says that Revia is Chayev. So that would be suggestive that they really hold, again, it could be that they're just lifting a Melitza from one context to another, that would be the first time that such a thing has happened. But for that to be an accurate Melitza, they have to assume that there is a link between Revia and Hamada V'Harocha, which obviously makes a lot more sense if both of them have to do with some definition of Chai. Okay. On the other side of it, there's an interesting line in the Shita Mekubetzes in Erchin, quotes in the name of the Tosa Rosh. The Sugin Erchin, Abdal Rabban Aleph, the Gemara talks about Izer Hamada V'Haracha for a Goses. Gemara seems to say that Goses is excluded from Erchen. Okay? That's one of the Gemaras and Tosas that Rabbi Kivager points us to. And that's the Gemara. Gemara says, you might think even Goses, Kamash Milan, it's not so. Goses is excluded. The Tosas asks the question, how could Goses be excluded? After all, if Mefarcheses is Bechal Hamada V'Harocha, then Hu Adin Goses. Kal V'Chomer Goses, one would think. So number one, this question is based on two assumptions. Number one, that Adam and Behema are the same with regard to this issue. Secondly, that Mefarcheses Kol Shekein Goses. So the first issue is addressed by Tosas. Yeshomer Debehema Isve Chiyusa Tvei V'Yichol Olamo. The difference between an Adam and a Behema. This also is a bit of a Chiddush, because one might have said that it doesn't really depend physically on the capacity to have some sort of Hamada. It's more of a, you know, shiur in, you know, not being, you know, domei mekeven or something of that sort. That's what Tosa says. The Tosa Rosh, however, quoted the Shit Mekubetzes, gives a different answer. And he says, who says that Goses is more obvious than Pirchos? Pirkos, at least there's energy, you know, there's a lot of thrashing around. The Goseis is more chai, but he's less active. That's the Tulsa Rush. So it would seem that according to the Tulsa Rush, the category of Hamada Vaharacha, Legabe Pirkos, is not a shear in Chayim and Maves. It's a special din in, you know, having that energy, the ability of Hamada. That would work very nicely, actually, if we took Hamada Vaharacha, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we took it away from Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis, and we put it in Me'ila, or some other such place. Okay. So the Tulsa Rush would confirm the possibility that we're dealing with a whole different idea, a whole different category. In connection with this, of course, we have to go to the discussion of the major Rishonim, which is the chiluk between Shechita Tahora. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but could you argue that the assumption is that Goseis is really just equivalent to the Parfesa? I don't understand why you have to make the jump to say that Goseis is even more
problem?
More problematic.
Well, that's what he says, I think. Tulsa Rush. I'm just quoting the Tulsa Rush, I think. One second. Gilyan Arush, Kirates, Dilodami, the Shchuta Afa Bisheni Chola Lichios, Adain Yeshba Koach Chius, Biyocha Lahamida, Lefirega. Avogose, Safa Bishiyocha Lichios, Kvarnechlash, Bela Bar Hamadahu. And he's trying to explain why it is that in Pirchos there is Hamada Vaharacha, and in Goseis there's no Hamada Vaharacha. So the Rosh is saying Goseis is worse regarding Hamada Vaharacha than Pirchos is. Did I misunderstand your question? Is that what you were asking?
I was just asking why it is that Goseis has to be more evident.
What do you mean more evident?
Being more evidently deserving of Hamada Vaharacha than Pirchos.
Oh, you mean I'm talking about the, you're asking about the question, not about the answer. Oh, okay. You mean, or could they be equal? I guess they could be equal. You mean you're asking me about the assumption of the question, not about the Vim Tomar. One second. It could be. Maybe he thinks it's equal. Could be. I thought you were asking about the answer. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. Okay. Again, I what I was saying was, let me just go back. If the assumption is that this is about Chai and Maves, well, Goseis is more Chai than Pirchos. Goseis is a Chai. I mean, he just, you know, he's in the death throes, but no one would say about a Goseis that he's a mace. Right?
But one could argue that their future is both.
Right. Well, in one case, it's past the future, and the other one's future is bleak. A Goseis is more alive than Pirchos. I don't think I need a raya for that. But what I was trying to show is that the Tulsa Rush is telling us that this has nothing to do with life. It has to do with physical, you know, capability and movement. Yeah.
Can you also say that it should have been true of Baracha? Meaning Hamada Baracha and Pidja are two different things.
Yeah, Hamada Baracha is the Shir and Pidja. But I think Erchin may be different.
Meaning that what we're talking about here in this thing is Erchin.
Yeah, I'll get back to that. I 100% agree. That's not what the Tulsis or Tulsa Rush either are saying.
No,
that's a third assumption.
That's a third assumption that either of them choose.
I agree with you 100%.
It may be in the end of that thesis. It's possible that what they're...
I don't think that's what Tulsis is saying, but...
They're dealing with that issue to some extent because they're dealing
right.
with...
But the Tulsa is.
I mean, they're saying that they're assuming that we're not getting it from Van Mido, we're getting it from Van Mid.
Right.
We're getting it from Van Mido and not from Van Mid.
Right.
And that would change our assumption that we're over there, that really this is Din Erchin.
Right, right. So I absolutely agree. I think there is a third assumption. I think that is very promising. I'll get back to that in the end. And that is that there might be a difference between Pidjon Behema, Lehekdesh, and the Parsha of Erchin, Erche Yadam. I think that might be a different story entirely. I agree. Yeah.
Why do we have to turn to the Tulsa's Rush? Even from Tulsa's answer just there, we see that it's not totally unkind.
I think you don't see it as much. I think it depends, again, on how you understand it. But Tulsa does say that the physical, Behema Yisve Chiyusa Tvei, the Yochalamod. You might say, I mean, V'hadanakad Mefarchasas, which okay, we're fine.
Unless he's saying Chiyusa
So
tvei.
The question is, what does Chiyusa Tvei mean? Does it mean
more
movement? And Tulsa's too is taking the position that Hamada V'Haracha is about movement. Or they think something along the lines, a little bit of what Ariel was, I think, hinting at, which is that I think two things. There may be a difference between the Parsha of Erchin and the din of Hamada V'Haracha in Pidjon Behema. That's number one. And there may be a difference in this whole question of Pirchus of Adam and Behema. In other words, for a Behema, maybe Pirchus, you know, is still Chai. And for an Adam whose life is judged more, not so much in terms of physical movement, but in terms of intellectual awareness and sentient, and so on. So maybe that's what they're saying. Is it physical or is it also? That's what I'm not sure about. That's why I didn't say. But you're right. I mean, that's something to talk about. We'll get back to that. So I think the possible distinction between Erchin and Pidgeon, and the distinction between Adam and Behema, and some of these issues, I think, is very, very appealing. Okay. But in any case, that's Hamad of Aracha. Then, of course, you have the other issue, which is, in Hamad of Aracha, which you say is Kechai L'chol Advarim, does it matter whether or not it's a Shechita Tahora or a Shechita, which is Metaher, the Ochel, and Matir, as opposed to just a Shechita, which is Makbil, parallels, but isn't really Metaher. So that, of course, is the huge Machalkas of Rishonim that we were talking about, Tosas on Pei Dalet, and Bava Kamma, the two Tosas in Rashi and Bava Kamma. They all seem to take this, this one day in Tosas and Bechoro, Staf Lamed Beis, they all seem to take this view that maybe you can be Mechalek between Behema Tahora and Behema Tumeya. Our Tosas here on that base, and the other day of Tosas in Bechoros, obviously don't hold that way. Rambam certainly don't hold that way. They don't hold to that distinction. I should also mention is within that there's also an interesting discussion. The Rajba in Bava Kamma, in Bava Mudbeis, says, what will happen if you have a Shechita of a Behema Tahora, but you'd still need Pidgeon after the Shechita? Would that make a difference? Because if you have a Behema which doesn't require Pidgeon, and you do the Shechita, that's one kind of situation. But let's say it's still chaser pidgeon for the heter achila, but it's a shechita tahora. That's within this idea that where do you draw the line? Is it a din in the shechita, or is it a din in the immediate heter achila? That seems to be the Rajba seems to make that distinction in Bava Kamma, and in Chulin on Pei Dalet he doesn't seem to make that distinction. Okay, so what's going on with that? So as we explained, the distinction could be understood in one of two ways. One way is that that it's a question more of Ochel. But considering that either way, we're considering this to be Ochel Inyan Tumas Ochlin, right? Assuming we don't say like the Maram Shik and Rabbi Kibager that's a Dindra Rabbanon, so we already obviously have a shame Ochel. Even in the case where there is Hamad of Harach and it's Kechai L'chol Advarim in the language of the Gemara on Lamed Amud Aleph. So the best thing to say would be that the Shechita HaMateres isn't just the basis for creating a Shem Ochel, but the fact that it's Achila Muteres Miyad and it's a different kind of Shechita means that Al Pidin it's considered Mace. And maybe not Linyan Tumas Nevela, we'll get to that in a second, but at least for everything else. And I think the language of Tosas, in some places Tosas just says the distinction. In some places, what do you say here in Chulin? I don't remember. In some places Tosas does use the expression that it's more, since it's a heter achila, it's kemes. I'm not sure if it's here or not. Here on Pei Dalet, this is Rabbeinu Shemaya. So he doesn't follow it up on the second half, but if you the way that he is formulating the first half, it sounds like the difference between Tahora and not Tahora is in terms of Chayim. Who said something about the Rajma?
The Rajma says
Kemes. Kemes. The Rajah on Pei Dalet. Yeah. Not the one about the Kamma.
No,
Pei Dalet. Yeah. on Pei Dalet he goes for the yeah, that's it, you're right. So the Rajba finishes up the sentence. However, if it's Shchita Tahara, then it's Kemes. So that's the Rajba. Here we only have the Reisha, not the Sefer in Tosis. In other places, they just leave it to our imagination, you know, to fill in the blanks what it is. But I think that this is actually a much more compelling, and I think it's a very fascinating idea too, meaning a Shchita Tahara, Hamateres, doesn't just affect the Achila. The fact that it makes it Ochel, Kosher, Miyad, Lo Sochal Adam, notwithstanding, not like the Rav's shot in the first day in Tosas, the fact that it does means that it's a process which Al Pidin creates Misa, or establishes Misa. What does that mean? Well, again, this is a question. What creates Misa? Is it always the objective reality? Again, the status of the behema, the behema's, let's make it clear, the behema's twitching. Right? So the behemoth's twitching whether or not you did a shechita, you know, the behemoth tmei, or the behemoth's twitching if you did a shechita tahora. Right? It's the status, linyan heter achila, that's different. So what does that make it more mace or more chai? Right? Obviously not physically and physiologically, but the point is that al pidin, a shechita hamateres, is netilas neshama. More so than stam shechita. That seems to be the point. That's a halachic category. People have raised this question about hatozah sarosh also. Because again, the Mishnah says on Kuf Yudayin with Beis that hatozah sarosh is a mace, even linyan tumas nevela, as we know. But is that because, you know, that is, but it's still twitching, you know? But the point is al pidin, that's mace. There is such an idea. The action or the process is defined as Misa. That's a very fascinating and important idea. And that Shechita Tahora as opposed to Tmeya would have this impact is particularly, I think, fascinating. Okay, so that's in terms of Hamada. No, one other issue in Hamada Veracha that we raised before is that would it even affect Tumas Nevela? So that we're not sure. I mentioned the Rashash. Rashash says about Revia that... that, you know, even if it was Shechita Tahora, even according to these Rishonim, there would still be an Issa Revia. He says, after all, you know, Linyan Nevela would still be considered Lomes. But how does he know that? And they say, there's no Hechetimtzi, because every time you have a Shechita Tahora, it's Metaher Midei Nevela. But what would have been on the death, you know, life and death line of Nevela, we just don't know. So I think that's also a very important issue here. Again, if this is about making it more of a ochel, then it certainly has no impact on the Vela. If it's about making it, you know, alpidin mace, I think it's still a safek. Why? Because it's alpidin mace. But as we said before, Nevela may be, like Kentosis we said, Nevela may be the exception, because maybe that depends on cheftishol mace. Or yatsa nishmaso achar misaso, to use the language of the Rambam. Ram doesn't say by this, but the Ram in Perek Aleph Tumas Neis Halachat Hazvav, what we read last time, sounds like to be metame Tumas Neis, not only do you have to be dead, but you have to be dead and Yatsa Nishmaso. Right. Unless that's another way of saying Neis, but the Ram says Neis She Yatsa Nishmaso. Wait just one more second, Dafka She Yatsa Nishmaso. So the point is, in the Vela, if it's the exception. So you might say, good, le'inyan, anything that depends on chayim and misa, the din misa, shechita tahora will help you, like language of the Rashba. But when it comes to chefza shel meis, or not just the din meis, or yatsa nishmaso, let's say, as long as there's any kind of pirchos or whatever, you know, you still have problems with that. Again, except for hatazas harosh. In that sense, hatazas harosh is a case where there's Tumas Nevela. Okay. Yeah. Ellie, do you have a question? Okay, good. Good. So that's Nevela. Now, so we discussed the Kiyotzeva of the Nevela. Now we're discussing that, you know, whether Nevela is impacted by the Shita of these Rishonim. We discussed Nevela in context, the contrast in Tosis. That's the third example. It comes up again, the status of Nevela, in the sugya on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So let's have somebody read the Gemara and we'll just go through it, but as quickly as we can. Michael, you want to read it? Okay, the Nishan Kufyat Zayin we already read. So now let's just go quickly through, but we'll have to carefully but quickly. Kuf Kaf Aleph Omid Beis.
Start on the Beis or
You could really start a little bit earlier in Kuf Kaf Aleph Omid Aleph, I guess. I don't want to get too bogged down. What's going on? Kiyotzeh Ba'Shochet Behema. Comes the question of the Shear, right?
Yeah.
So what's that? Just to fill in the background of that for a minute. What's that about?
That's one of the cases where it's not really proper Shechita.
Question: so for the Tamei Tuma Chamura, right? Omar Cheskia, you can start really on the top. Ho the Yochel Legora. Right?
Yeah.
Somehow you can wear it down, and it won't be a kazayas, and it's not going to be considered sofa latame tuma chamura.
Right?
So how does Rashi interpret that?
It doesn't have the tuma chamura yet.
You could theoretically chop it up.
Right. Yes, maybe in the end it won't have it.
So it, since you could, it might not. That's how Rashi interprets. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rab Yirmiyah L'Rab Zeira. Go ahead. Okay, stop there for a second. So the Gemara now introduces a machlokas between Cheskia and Rabbi Yochanan regarding Eber Menachai in the case of Mefar Cheses.
Okay.
Is Eber Menachai Mefar Cheses? Is the Mefar Cheses Eber Menachai? Or not? Okay. So what does this have to do with the previous Cheskia?
So now, if he's considering Mefar Cheses to be Mesa, he's obviously...
So Rashi has a... Exactly. So if he's considering Mefar Cheses Mesa...
So obviously he's considering it that it is...
Since Chizkia holds that Eber Menachai is not a problem in Mefar Cheses,
right.
So that means that he holds that it's Mesa.
Right.
And if he holds it's Mesa, so what's the question? So that's against the Mishnah.
Right.
How is that against the Mishnah? So Rashi explains... So what does Tumas Nevelos have to do? We see from the Braisa that Chizkiah holds like the Mishnah, but if he really held what he held, then he shouldn't hold like the Mishnah, because since he holds there's no Eber Minachai, that means that the animal is, Rashi's saying, that means that the animal is dead. If the animal is dead, then it should be metame tumas nevela. So according to Rashi, the question of the Gemara is built on the assumption that tumas nevela and eber minachai are hainu hach. Correct? Okay. And then the Gemara is going to give the answer. Let's read the answer and then we'll get back to it in a minute. Go ahead, what's the answer? Very, very important. Meaning it's in limbo between life and death. That's a double assumption in the Gemara. Number one, that there is such a category, and that's what Mefar Cheses is, that there's something between life and death. Now, three assumptions, right? A, that there such a category exists, there's some limbo between life and death. Number two, Mefar Cheses is that category. Number three, Eber Menachai, according to Chizkia, doesn't depend on mace. In order to remove Eber Menachai, you don't need mace. As long as it's Eina Chaya, that's also not a problem of Eber Menachai. Eber Menachai is a problem of Eber Menachai. You don't need the heter of Eber Menameis. So if it's neither Chai nor mace, something which exists and which exists in Marfet, Mefar Chesed, it will also be Koveya regarding Eber Menachai. That's the Gemara's Shaka Batar. So if you look at the Ramban on this line of the Gemara, so the Ramban is very bothered. Ramban says, what is going on here? We're trying to prove from Umi Amar Chizkiah Hachi Ha'itmar Shachar Bashnayim Roshnayim Adayim Vrakasas, right? Why don't they just quote the Mishnah? According to Rashi, basically the Gemara's Havamina was, how can Chizk, what was Havamina? Havamina was that Mefarcheset is not a problem of Eivor Menachai because it's mace. And if it's mace, then there should be Tumas Nevela. But we know it's not so, right? So why, and to prove that it's not so, why don't they just quote the Mishnah? The Mishnah itself says that Mefarcheses doesn't have Tumas Nevela. That's Ramban's question. Oh. So the Ramban gives an answer. Ramban says, disagrees with Rashi. He says that was, the Havamina was never, Havamina was never that Chizkiah's view of Eivor Menachai is a challenge to Nevela. And therefore, we know he believes that there's no Tumas Nevela. It was obvious to the Gemara from the beginning that when it comes to Tumas Nevela, even if you hold Eivor Menachai depends on mace, there would still be no Tumas Nevela. Alright, so what's the question in the Gemara? So Ramban has the following interesting idea. Number one, the Ramban says, what's this whole Yochol Legora Ulahamida al Pachus Mikazayis? Right? So Rashi explains that Ba'odim Farchesis, Kodim Shittatami Tumachamur, Yochol Legora, you can make it less, Adjitakala Kula. So the Ravid has a different shot. Ravid says, Ravid Tiken Perizeh, the Kivit Yochol Achtoch Mimeno, Shiurin Harbe, Saurin Harbe, I'm sorry, Pachos Pachos Mikazayas, Ba'odim Farchesas, Roen Kilu Nechtacha Kula. The Ravid says, no, what he meant was not you could do it, and therefore since you could do it, therefore we don't consider it so falavali day Tumachamura. Rather, you could do it, and therefore we look at the Shiur as if it's not really Mitzurav. Since you could cut it down to size, you could cut it up in all different ways, so instead of looking at this as a gush, you know, as one Davar Shalem, we look at it as, you know, kind of a loose connection between grains. That's the pshat of Chizkiah. So then how do you explain, what's the continuation? So the Ramban says something quite brilliant. Ramban says, so that's the continuation of the, then he quotes Rashi, right? Bakshina miyam Chizkiah haki, pirish Rashi, below barir, dimken amaylo osvina nalei v'chizkiah mimas nisan. Im tomar tanu palig, if you think that the mission is not alib in the hilchasa, and that's the reason, so they're not quoting the Mishnah. So then he could continue to say Tanu Palik. So the Ramban comes up with the following interesting idea. Li Nira, Li Olam Islay Chizkiah Hadatama Tama Tumas Ochav Lo Matama Tumas Nevela. There never was a problem with the Mishnah. The problem is as follows. She'ein Tumas Nevelos Ela La'achar Gmar Misa Miu Kivin She'itchila Ba Misa Ein Olei Varim Sh'enani kari by baser benafsho damo umasisa no kashale ella mid amar chizke diachal legora lahamid al pachas mikazayis shemini minad delo ba'a lechlal misa klal shemishim etchila ba misa vaday sofel etamitu mechamura mikri afa bishav shel legora shari yatsasa mechlal chaya uba lechlal mesa aval hash dekasha kiven she kechaya hi amay omer shein olay varin. Basically, Ramban says something very, very important. Again, one more time. According to Rashi, the Gemara's Havamina was that the Vela and Eivor Menachai are Haba Hatalia. There's only one integrated concept of Misa. And it should apply to both. Eivor Menachai depends on Mace. In other words, only Mace is Matir Me Eivor Menachai. Then, if there's no Eivor Menachai, there should be Tumas Nevela, because that's Mace too. What's the Gemara's answer? Eivor Menachai doesn't depend on Mace. Eivor Menachai depends on Eino Chai. According to Ramban, the way to read the Gemara is totally different. The Gemara always knew, according to Chizkiah, and was never bothered, according to Chizkiah, by the fact that there is no Tumas Nevela. They understood that Tumas Nevela is a further shear. Now, I could have said, I might have said, And maybe this is what the Ramban means, but it's not exactly. We'll first discuss Ramban. What does Ramban say? Why? The answer is because in Misa itself, says the Ramban, there is a process. And there's a Tchila Vesov. Within Misa, there's Tchilas Misa, and there's Gemar Misa. That there's no Tumas Nevela is because Tumas Nevela depends on Sof Misa. That's why it's not a problem of Chizkiah. The problem is, Chizkiah is telling us Yochal Legora, Ulamata, Mishir, and therefore there's no Tumah Chamura. It's not Sofa the Tumah Chamura. And the Rabban explained why is that? Because since he could chop it up, we look at it as if he could do that if he wants. We look at it as if it's just a loose, you know, connection between Pachos and Mikashiors. So here's what the Ramban says, something Mechudash. He says that would make sense as long as it's Chai Omed Lemeis. But if it's already Tchilas Meis, just not Sof Meis, even though the Shiur is L'inyan Sof Meis, but it's already Bechlal Meis, you shouldn't say this idea. What do you mean he could chop it up? But he didn't. The potential only matters if while it's Chai, right, you're anticipating what will be at Meis. But if it's Tchilas Meis to Sof, meaning it's already within a process. Tchilas and Sof Meis are one process. Right? Two points along that line. As opposed to the huge Rubicon of Chai to Enochai, let's say, and Enochai to Tchilas and Sof Meis. So the question of Shiur, we don't make a distinction between Tchilas and Gemar Meis. Even if the Tumas Nevela, Chamura, depends on Gemar Meis. That's the Ramban. What comes out is, again, let me just add one other thing. One could have said, or maybe this is what he means, what we said before, which is that Tumas Nevela depends not on the Din Meis, but on Chetzishal Meis. Or Yatzar Mimenu Ruach Achai. And therefore, even if Abram and Achai does depend on Meis, and it is Kvar Meis, Nevela is different. Maybe that's what he means by Gemar Meis. I mean, Gemar Meis means Chetzishal Meis. I don't know whether Ramban's Tchila and Sof, or Tchila and Gemar is a quantitative thing in the process of death, or he means the distinctions that we're making, which are more qualitative, namely the difference between Din Misa and Chetzishal Misa, or Yatzah Mimenu Ruach Achai. What do you mean? You mean the Abram and Achai?
In terms of Abram and Achai,
right. So why does that become?
Because it's just the whole way.
Well, either way, we said according to Rashi.
The way Rashi explained all those things was by assuming that Abram and Achai and the Abram connected.
In terms of the matir of Shechita.
Right.
But not necessarily, which might help you for Machzik and Misa Leiser, and might help you in terms of an Iser Chal Leiser.
Right.
But not necessarily. But we're not saying this is a different issue. Here we're talking about the Shiur, and we're talking about, you know, the stages from life. Basically what you have is, with Ramban's Mechadesh, is further is, you have there's life, you know, for which we're eternally grateful and blessed, good health, right? There are stages in life. Obviously you get, there's an Ubar who's pre-life, and then there's, you know, the early stages of life. I'm not going to go into all that now, but that would be part of the bigger picture, obviously, the different milestones along the way, before and in the early infant stages, where it's still precarious, Nefel, Yotzen Bechal Nefel, Kol Lo Chadashav. I'm just trying to give the bigger picture for a second, right? The Chodesh, Bar Mitzvah, you know, okay, Muflasam Chalish, I should say, whatever, Gadol, Yudches, Gadol. But the point is, it's healthy life. Then there's trefa, right? A person who has who's still living and breathing and active, etc. But unfortunately, it's a ticking time. His future is in jeopardy. Trefa. The question is, what is the status of trefa? And there's something called goses, right? Not every goses is a trefa. It also might be different, although this is a later stage goses in a way, right? But it's different, right? Then you have yotza mechal chayim. Right? Ulechal Misa lo ba, at least according to Chizkiah. And then you have something called Tchilas Misa and Sof Misa.
Right, I'm just asking why
These are issues that have nothing to do, but if
here we're talking about so tchilas misosomis etc.
Linen tumah, linen shiur l'tumah.
Exactly for tumah. For tumah. They were talking about.
They were talking about the iser of achilas. What I'm saying, what I was saying there was that the iser of the mitzvah of shechita and the iser of achilas nevela and possibly even aspects of Eivar Menachai, because of the way that it all developed and evolved, the normal rules of Ein Machzikin, I'm not saying that they aren't different Isurin. In terms of Onshim and that, of course they're different. But we're saying the rule of Ein Machzikin, Isur Isur, or Ein Isur Chalal Isur, don't apply because, in a certain way, what we were trying to explain is the Mechayiv of these Isurim is the Chiyuv Shkita. What does that have to do with this question, which is the difference?
In terms of the Veil, doesn't come out then the standard of the Isur Neveil and Tomas Neveil are not Har Hatalia?
That could be. That's very possible too. I think we at the time mentioned that you know that there might be differences between Isur Neveila and Tumas Neveila for sure. That I think there's a lot of evidence of that. But either way, I don't think that has to do with that. Again, any Isur Neveila may except that Isur Neveila may apply whenever there's no proper Heter Shechita, unless that's Trefa. And here we're talking about Tuma because we're talking about stages of life and death. I think it's two different issues. Okay. So in terms of Nevela itself, getting back to Nevela, whether Nevela is the exception and whether it's a din in Gemar, no light of the Ramban, because that's Gemar Misa, not Tchilas Misa, or it's even after Misa, or Cheftesham Meis, or Yatzan Nishmaso, however you'll explain whether it's exactly like the Ramban or an alternative to the Ramban. But the debate between Rashi and the Ramban is a very important debate, both in terms of stages of life and death, and in terms of the how unique is Nevela. Okay. Now let's get back to the question of Eivar Menachai. Okay, so we just introduced, Michael's reading, that Chizkiah's view is, the Gemara originally thought that Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan were debating the status of Mefarcheseh. Namely, is Mefarcheseh's Kai or is Mefarcheseh's Meis? But they both agree that Eivar Menachai is dependent upon what? Danny? Misa. Not Enochai. Now the Gemara has told us that we have to reevaluate Chizkiah. Again, that Chizkiah has a three assumption position. A, there is something between life and death. B, Mefarcheseh is in that state. Three, Eivar Menachai depends on Enochai. It doesn't depend on Meis. Now, does that mean that Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan don't argue about the status of Mefarcheseh at all? They now only argue about Eivar Menachai? In other words, does Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like, does he agree that Mefarcheseh is limbo between Chaim and Maves?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
What do you think? It's fascinating if you look at the... Number one, I think there are two interesting things about Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Number one is, why didn't the Gemara ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan? They asked a question on Chizkiah, right? What's Chizkiah going to do with Tumas Nevela? Right? According to Rashi. Again, according to Ramban, they never even asked that question. Why didn't they ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan? Right? The Gemara thought that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Pirchus is what? Is Chai, right? That's what the Gemara seems to say. We can read the line of the Gemara again one more time. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chizkiah Amar Inu Leivarim, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yesh Leivarim, Gahad Chizkiah Amar Inu Leivarim, Meisahi. Okay, so why didn't the Gemara ask, and what will Rabbi Yochanan do with the Mishnah about Tumas Ochlim? How can there be Tumas Ochlim? I'll leave it to Rashi. They are asking the question, what does Chizkiah do with Tumas Nevela? How come they're not bothered by Tumas Ochlin? Pavi, what's the answer? And we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, so we should be more worried about Rabbi Yochanan even than Chizkiah. Jay, what do you think?
It's based on Shem Ochlin.
Exactly. So this would be further confirmation that the din of Tumas Ochlin isn't a din in Chaim and Maves. If it's a din in Shem Ochel, despite being Chai, then we can understand this very well. But at least the comment, the point, needs to be made. Okay. Now, So when the Gemara says Amar LaYotza Mechlal Chayo L'Chal Mesa Labas, we're asking now, does Rabbi Yochanan agree with this? Just that he thinks that Eber Menachai depends on Misa, while Echizkia thinks it depends on Enochai, to Maklokas and Eber Menachai. Or will he disagree with this characterization, which is going to be crucial? Because again, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, and we're trying to figure out what the status of the Mefarcheses is with regard to a whole group of other things. So let's read on a little bit more. So what's going on here? Also, the Bnei Noach. So from the language, the continuation language of the Gemara, what does it sound like for Rabbi Yochanan?
Seems the term is still dependent on Chai versus.
Yeah, it seems like when the Gemara says that Pirchus, again, you can't prove it 100%, but it, the language, the simple reading of the Gemara is that this Chiddush of that there is a limbo state, that Pirchus is this limbo state, is a Chiddush of Chizkiah. But Rabbi Yochanan may still be clinging to his original view, which is that everything depends, Eber Menachai depends on Neis, and Pirchus is considered not in the limbo, but number one, it is dependent upon on Chaim and Maves, right? And number two, Pirchus is considered Chai. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very easy to read the Gemara that there is no in-between status, no in-between status at all. Now, Rashi points out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it sounds like this in the continuation of the Gemara as well, if there was Shechitas Yisrael, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, Shechitas Yisrael b'tahara, even Rabbi Yochanan agree that there's no Eber Menachai. And we read on the language of the Gemara just a little bit more further. Shachaba Echad Arov Echad, Eina Metama Tumas Ochlin, go ahead. He doesn't say it's keporesh mimash enomes, right? Which would have been the proper formulation if he had held, like Chizkia, that mefarcheses is a limbo between the two. Okay, go ahead. Also, the Noach. The filaka should take the nasha. Shaka ba echad or rov echad?
Ina matama tu masalklin, nachar ina ba tu masalklin. Shaka ba kuchavim makom she'ein osa avtana treka, uba Yisrael ve gemara, shera. Shaka di Yisrael bein ba makom she'osa avtana treka, ubein ba makom she'ein osa avtana treka, uba uba kuchavim ve gemara shkita so psula.
Okay, this halacha we're not going to discuss now, we will discuss it very soon. Our next topic coming up, which again, first we're going to go up to the Shakutari of Gimel and Aleph Gimel and Beis, but you should also already start reading the Gimel and Aleph Gimel and Beis is just the beginning. Till now we've had very concentrated on one daf, many topics, but the next couple of topics are spread out for several dafs. I should also just mention, I'll give you some Marmakomos before we end, but start with Gimel and Aleph Gimel and Beis, but you really need to get to like Hayom and Beis. Dalet and Aleph, you know, after that go Dalet and Aleph to Hayom and Beis, at least the Shakavataria. And then we'll start putting these together. Because all this status of essentially Goy and Kuti and Mumr Lahachis and Mumr L'Teyavon, we have to discuss all of that. And that's ranged on these 2.5-3 Dapim, which we're going to try to take as a unit. Okay. So one of the issues is Shechitas Goy, which really is the Mishnah later on, the Yadalid. But we'll have to speak about that because that's that underlies the problem of Shechitas Kuti. So here the Gemara is talking about very important issues. What if the Yisrael and the Goy are partners in the Shechita, on the Tchilas HaShechita, on the Sof HaShechita, on the Ikar HaShechita, you know, what happens in that case? Does the involvement of a guy ruin? It just doesn't machshir? Those are the issues. They're very straightforward issues, but we just need to get them straight. Go ahead. So this part of the Gemara we'll get back to. Go ahead. Arotza Shiocha Behema Kodim Shetetze Nafsha.
Kodim Kazai Basar Mibay Shkitasa. Mofa Yafi Yafa. Medifa Yafi Yafa. Imam Tinla Shetetze Nafsha V'Ofa.
Okay, so this this line seems to confirm what Rashi said, which is that even Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like, would agree that there's no Eivor Menachai if it was a shechita which is materes li Yisrael. I mean, you have to wait until the pirchos stops. For the Klal Yisrael, you have to do that because it's lo sochal al adam, which Rashi says here is an asnachta, but as we said, the Rambam sounds like he holds a daraisa. But once you do that waiting, it won't be a problem of Eivor Menachai, even for the Ben Noach, even though for the Ben Noach, normally shechita is not a matir, and therefore in Misa, is normally motzi midei Eivor Menachai. But since it's matir li Yisrael, that's what Rashi points out, so it's also matir l'gon. Now the question is, how do you understand that halacha? I mean, Mimonav Shechef, Rabbi Yochanan really thinks that Pirchus is chai, and therefore it's Eivor Menachai. So how come all of a sudden, what's going on here? So what would you say, Michael, about that?
Maybe the Eivor Menachai is dependent on the status of the animal as opposed to the Maisa L'kichas Eivor or something.
Meaning? What do you mean the status of the animal? And therefore?
Meaning Eivor Menachai depends on what the status is when you're going to eat it.
Well, that's certainly not true, because we said before that in the case of Goy Betahar or Yisrael Betame, that the that even if you wait Achatetze Nafsho, it still would be Eivor Menachai, because since when you took it, it was Eivor Menachai, so it remains Eivor Menachai. It sounds what we're saying is that in the case of Yisrael Betahar, since it's not Eivor Menachai, it's only Losoch Al Adam. For Klal Yisrael, therefore, even for Ben Noach, it's not. Right? But in the same case, for a Ben Noach, even if waiting doesn't help you, that's a Gemara before. Right. So what do we have to say? We have to say one of two things. Number one, this is a general halacha. It's a general din. You know, Leikin Midam, you can't have something, if Klal Yisrael can eat it, then a Ben Noach can eat it. So in Achanami, objectively, this would seem to be an Eivor Menachai. But that is overridden by the consideration of Leika Midam. Okay, and that's kind of what Rashi quotes here. Where's the Rashi? I'm quoting this Rashi. One second. Hovi Yisrael Shachta Shechita Mal Yasa. No. Which is the Rashi that I'm talking about? Which one? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. And this is, of course, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara says so. This is an exception to that rule. That's one possibility. However, I think there is another option here. Anybody? Neil, what do you think?
I just go back to that. Were you saying lechem yedi dechuya or hutra according to Rashi?
I'm not sure whether it's hutra or dechuya. I think one could argue about that too. But either way, what I'm saying is that's the hatzah halacha. In other words, basically, in its definition, it shouldn't qualify. It should be an Eivor Menachai. But there's this halacha, lechem yedi. Although there are some exceptions to lechem yedi, especially when they're internal definitional kind of things, which one could have said here. But yeah, Ariel.
This could come as simple as the taste of sin.
Exactly. Maybe the idea here is that since we're dealing with this, especially if we say what about that? Yeah. If we take the view which Rashi and Bava Kamma does seem to accept this view. So if we take this view that Shechitas Yisrael B'Tahora isn't just a heter achila, but that even the Nyan Hamad of Haracha, right, makes it into Misa. Right, so then it'll be perfect. Okay. And again, I don't know if that's what Rashi has in mind, but that would work very nicely. It's meis le'inyan zeh. Here it's not just the air, it's parish menachai. Here it's not parish menachai, it's parish menameis. Okay, very good. So, yeah. For Cheskia, we end up, just to sum up so far, we have an in-between limbo status. By the way, the limbo status of Cheskia still needs further clarification. Right? There are two types of limbo statuses in Halacha. Right? One is, a no man's land, enochai v'enomavis, which is what it sounds like in the Gemara. We also encounter limbo statuses where you don't have no man's land, but you have? Exactly. Like Benish Mashos, according to the Ritva and Yuma and Reb Chaim, which is that Benish Mashos is a stira of Yom Belayla, or androgynous, right? Where you have the Zachar and the Keva, you have characteristics of both, not of neither. So whether this is a, my nafkamina, whether you say that something is a no man's land, or it's, a clash of forces, huge nafkamina, right? Sometimes some halachos are dependent upon the absence of, and some halachos depend on the presence of, right? I mean, Okay. So if you have chaim mavis v'yachad, or if you have neither chaim nor mavis, something in between, this is something that needs to, again, to be looked at and to be further analyzed. But, as I say, whether or not this is true, in theory you could read the Gemara, this is true for Rabbi Yochanan as well, it's a proper characteristic. But Bepashtus, this halacha is only according to Chizkiah, not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. The question of Shechita Tahora, it sounds in the Gemara this way. I think there might be two days in the Meiri on the question. You have to, just if you get a chance, try to look at the Meiri al Atar, Kuf Kaf Aleph from the base. I think the Meiri had some possibility that maybe, doesn't explain how he reads the Gemara, maybe this Rashi would be incorrect. And that maybe even Shechita Tahora Shel Yisrael would be Avram Nachai for the Ben Noach. If that would be true, then we Dafka could not say that it's Kimeis. We'd have to say that it's a din in Ochel, and that doesn't affect a Ben Noach. You'd also have to say the Lake Midi doesn't apply here. Okay. Now, what about Shechitas Goy according to Chizkiah? Well, we just asked, what is Shechitas Yisrael according to Rabbi Yochanan? What about Shechitas Goy Betameh according to Chizkiah? Ah. Okay, again, Chizkiah, assuming for the moment that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that Mefarcheses is limbo, and he holds Eivor Menachai depends on Chaim versus Misa, one or the other. Anything which is not Mace, in other words, etc. But according to Chizkiah, that there is this in-between, and that Eivor Menachai is not a problem as long as it's not Chai, even if it isn't Bo Bechlal Mace. So what would happen if you had Shechitas Goy Betame? Shechitas Goy Betame. Or maybe Shechitas Goy Davka Betahar. But according for Ben Noach, according to Chizkiah. Oh, I'm sorry. Shechitas Goy Betame. So I think that is the issue that the Rashash deals with. Rashash here in Kuf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis says, from the simple reading of Rashi, it would appear that even according to Chizkiah, if you had Shechitas Goy Betame, somebody open up the Rashash just to find it. If you had Shechitas Goy Betame, that wouldn't qualify. That's the simple reading of Rashi. But he says, if the real reason for Chizkiah is that Eivor Menachai, right, is always mutter as long as it's not chai, even though it doesn't need to be nace, so what are you going to say? I mean, it's mifar chesed, right? But it's mifar chesed. There was a shkitas goy betame, and it's mifar chesed, so it's chai. I mean, loba lechal mace v'yotza mechal chai depends on it being a maisa shkita, right? It could. The Rashash said, but the Rashash himself, anybody have it open? Rashash says, Nimuko, you go ahead, Michael, you have it. Go ahead. He quotes Rashi, right?
So he thinks that it would be different for that.
then which case would be different?
Man.
So that's a suffix, right? I thought he says tamu nimuko nimuko imo. That if it's because of Chizkia, if it's Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't work. But if it was Chizkia, didn't say that. Tam of nimuko imo.
I read by the
I'm not going to take a look at it another time, but I thought that's what he says. That isn't he trying to be medayik and Rashi that it would not work?
And he's
saying that it should work because the criterion just changed according to Chizkiah as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan. No? Did I misunderstand it? Since that's hard to find in these Gemaras that have. They're so good that you can't find anything. Oh, he doesn't have the Rosh Hashanah back here? He does. Okay, if I can find it, I'll just drop it. But Michael, you have it wrong? Pirush Rashi Mashmid Davka B'Shachat Yisrael Ulechaora Tamo Rabzer B'Samach Kedamu Kiyotzen Mechal Chaya Afilu Shachat Akum Nami Ulai Dachu Hadashonin Delel and so on. Okay, I mean the beginning of it. Okay, I mean this is the discussion that he's having. All I'm pointing out is that it, once you say Mechal Chaya Yatza Mechal Mesa Lo Ba, it's quite possible that the status of the shechita is irrelevant, because it's still enochaya. It may not be mesa or ochel, right? But you don't need it to be ochel. You just need it to be not chaya. Something is twitching and it's lying on the floor, then it's enochaya. Yeah.
Would you say you did a nechira also?
Possibly. It would be the same issue. Yeah. What would be the status of nechira? Okay, let's continue with the Gemara. Go ahead. Michael?
Masala the Rab Idi Garabi, Damar Vidu Garabi, Namar Yitzak, Bar Ashian, Arodze Shiyavri, Hote, Kazai, Basim, Rebechi, Damoth, Yapiaf, Medifa, Yapiaf, Mamti, Lash, Titi, Nasha, Havit, the Hamid, the Hamid, the
Hamid. Okay, good. Before we go on to the next, yeah. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Boy, Rabbi Lazar.
Rabbi Lazar, Shahaba, Daris, Bamahu.
So this is very fascinating because. Is there any havamina that Shehiya and Derisa are psulim and shechita? Is there any question about that? Presumably not. So what's a safek?
Maybe it's in this case, if you're waiting anyways until it's gonna die, then.
Well, I think we said nechira for sure is excluded,
yeah.
And shachat siman echad velo shnei simanim, that's for sure. Excluded. That's nothing. That's not going to be the farchesis of our discussion here. And yet, the Gemara wants to know, what about Shav and Daras Bamau? So the Gemara's answer is, Amalei Usaba, Hocham Rabbi Yochanan, Tzricha Hechsher Shchita, Kebehema Tahora. Right? Hechsher Lamai, Amr Shmuel, even Bedika Sake. So it seems like the Havamin was as follows. What is it that creates this Shem Ochel, or this Yotza Miklal Chai? Depending on what we said before, whether you need this to be Yatzah Miklal Chai, is it the Maisa Shechita? Or is it some sort of, Hechsher Shechita? And what is the Chisaron of Shehiya and Durasa? We'll get back to this later in the year, but what are the Chisaron here? We know that it's a Shechita Psula, and there's no Heter Achila, but does that mean there's no Maisa Shechita at all?
No.
It's Toli Machshava because there's a Makbil of Shechita Mal Yasa. But you need to have a makbil of shkita of ma'isa shkita of shkita mal yasa. Otherwise, the machshava is meaningless. No, so the point is, there has to be, at minimum, there has to be, what?
The half mean is that it doesn't have to be.
No, then where do you draw the lines? And then what's wrong with the nechira?
As long as you think you did a shkita, that's good.
No, there has to be, it's clear that there has to be some advancement, some objective act that you're doing that allows your machshava then to be, significant. But what really seems to be the discussion is whether or not Shochet Simen Echad and Nechira are different than Drisa and Shehiya. Because Drisa and Shehiya, you are doing a Shechita of the Simonim. You're just doing it in a way that makes it possible. So if that's just a problem in the Heter Achila, so then that should be no different than Behema Tmeya. You know, Akum B'Tahar or Yisrael B'Tmeya. Basically, in both cases, you have Shechita, which is a pure, perfect Maisa Shechita, but it's just lacking in Heter Achila. That probably was a Havamina. Maskana is, we're not sure. You need that from the physical standpoint, it be, you know, roi lahatir shchita, just a problem of the gavra or the identity of the animal. Or what we're saying is, it isn't even a maisa shchita. Shehi adrasa is a chisarn in maisa shchita. Okay, go ahead. Vay minei. Vay
minei rabbi zera merav sheches. Nao shetatil ala bluin shebetocha.
So here, of course, we have the other issue. Mao shetatil ala bluin shebetocha. Meaning, tuma blua, what's the status here? And here the Gemara makes it clear that the two poles are the Mishnah. Go ahead, Amalei.
Amalei, metama tumas ochlin u matzalis.
So what does that mean? Metama tumas ochlin, which shows that what? That it's mace.
On the other hand, it's still matzah, which shows it's alive.
Amalei, ain't a mit... Oh, no, that's the question, right? Metama tumas ochlin u matzalis? Right, okay. Meaning, how could it be, right? Okay. So here the two, this is the first time, it's just fascinating in this whole sugya. You have this Mishnah, it has two poles, Tumas Ochlin, Tumas Nevela. And everybody is, you know, kind of avoiding, you know, the big issue. Right? Chizkiya, Rabbi Yochanan, they don't bother to even ask about Tumas Ochlin. Chizkiya, depends on Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, whether they're bringing up Tumas Nevela. Tosus on Beis Amid Beis, right? They're focusing in on Amad of Aracha. They're practically ignoring Tumas Ochlim and Tumas Nevela for the reasons that we discussed. Because Tumas Nevela requires either Gemar Misa or Cheftashol Misa or Yotza Nishmasa. So that's one extreme. And Tumas Ochlim maybe depends on Shem Ochel, even if it's Chai. But all of a sudden, the Gemara is really going for it when it comes to Tuma Blua. Now, so what is the Gemara Safek? So if you look very carefully at Rashi. In most of the Rashis, how does it go? Again, you could say this is the Gemara's question. Is it Chai? Is it Mace? Right? Or, again, is the Gemara saying, wants to know, in Achanami, we know from Tumas Nevela that it is Chai. However, we know from Tumas Ochel, not that it's Mace, but that it is Ochel. And Ochel does not have the din of Tuma Blua. Tuma blua is a din in a gavra. I don't mean a gavra, a balchai, right? A subject. But when it's ochel, an ochel doesn't shield, there's no concept of blua by ochel. Is that the question? So if you look at Rashi, 95% that's how Rashi's going in the sugya. There's one exception, I think. One line in the Rashi that's different. Go ahead. Read the Rashi's quickly. That's the same Gemara that we discussed about Karev Kemes, right, with Rashi and Tosas there. Good. Hakamai. The deer slow. Hakamai. He's about to pose the question. Kivin Deina Metama Tumas Nevelos. Chayahi. Notice he doesn't say Mesahi. He says, Eina Matzelis, Delav Baluahu. Right? Why not to say Mesa? Go ahead, Ubisrael Betahora, Lomi Boilon. Ah, so what does he mean by that? Here again. Here he makes a distinction again between Yisrael Betahara. So is this a din in Och, because that's surely Ochel, because it's Bachila Muteres. Or is that his way of saying, since it's Bachila Muteres, so that's surely Mesa, right? But either way, he's bringing this. Now, is it such a davar pashut? Again, it doesn't say it in the Gemara anywhere. This is Rashi, you know, again, seems to be lishitaso in this issue. But one could certainly be cholek on this point. Even Yisrael b'tahara. Maybe they have the suffix in the Gemara. It depends what the suffix is. And it depends what the impact is. If you hold that the issue depends on mace and chai, and not on ochel, Right? And you don't think, like Tosas on Pei Dalet, that Shechita Tahora is Koveya regarding Chaim and Mabes, just regarding Ochel, so then this Rashi would not be correct. Rashi's just saying it Misvara. It's a good Svara. But I think that Rashi is so confident here because Rashi is anyway learning the Sugya, that the whole question is the Shem Ochel. So he said, well, this is even a bigger Shem Ochel. There's no Blua. There's no Blua in an Ochel, even if it is Chai. Okay, go ahead. Keep going. Now this point also, I think the Rashash or somebody says, is that such a davar pashut? Avu kachavim b'tmeya, pshita de matzeles, hold ema tuma shel klum, alma chayahi. Here he says alma chayahi. This is the point I'm saying that, you know, where he first brings in that. What do you mean? Why not to say, well, it's always chaya anyway? We know it's chaya. The real question is whether it's Ochel, and therefore not Balua. So this is the one chink in the armor for Rashi. Just one more second. Keep going. Amale, just let's read the end of the Rashi. Just now take a question. Go ahead. Amale. Tamatumas Oklin. Umatzeles. Omer by Enamatzeles. That's Sitas Rashi, that the Maskana is a din in Lechomra. So this is something that bothered Tosas very much. How could it be a din of Chumra? Number one, what is this? A safek? I mean, is it, it's a drabanan. Some of them farshim say Rashi even held meant it only midrabanan. Right? That's really hard to accept. Tosas says, just read the Tosas for a second. Abay Omer Nima Tzeles. If it's really a safek, so what about the next line? Read the next line in the Gemara quickly. Just going to finish up in a minute, and I'll take a question. So here, the Enam Tama Tumas Nevela is, what do you call it? That's decisive. So in Rova, we already had, that's the 2 days in Tosis on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Doesn't matter whether Tahar, does Tahar, Behema Tahora going to help or not? The Rashash's discussion here also, right? 2 days in Tosis on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Will you say this halacha or not? So the Rashash says, it doesn't depend, according to the day that says, that even if there's no Hamad Baracha, because it's Kemeis Gamor, but Rova Shiny. Because Rova is a din in Hana. And then he adds, that's a Tosis. That's what the Rashash explains. Rova is a din in Hana. And after all, from a Nevela point of view, we would still agree that it wasn't Nevela. That's the Rashash I was referring to before, who assumes that even according to Rabbeinu Shmaya and that whole group of Rishonim, it isn't just that there's no Hechetimtzi, but if they're Luyatsuyar, it wouldn't affect Nevela either. So he needs to say, well, why does he need that? What he's saying is, had it affected even the Vela, then it would have been Mesa, then it would be Nanim and Ames. But anything absent of Mes Gamor, if it's any kind of limbo or it's Ena Mes Gamor, then the Mechayev of Hanas Raviyah is Kaveya. That's how the Rashash understands it. But it could be, it depends on the issue we discussed before, which is, if the impact of Rabbeinu Shmaya's Halacha is on Chaim and Baves, so then, unless you say something like the Rashash in Achanami. But if it's just about making the Shem Ochel more pronounced, that has nothing to do with Roveya. Clearly. Right? Roveya has nothing to do with that. Now, as for Rashi, what's Rashi going to do? Again, so some say Rashi's a Chumar is Drabanan. It's only Drabanan because Roveya is Chayev. No Safek in Roveya, you're Chayev Malkus and Korban and everything. Right? That's what Tosis Bob it by. But Pashtus, if Rashi, except for that one line in Rashi, what we're saying is that Rashi always thought that Tumas Nevela is Koveya, that it's Chaya. The only thing is that Tuma Blua is a problem of Ochel. Namely, even if it's Chai, but there's a Shem Ochel, there's no, it's not Matzil Mishum Tuma Blua. It's a Chefta, even if it's Chai. But as a Chefta, it's not effective for Tumah Blua. The category isn't Chaim Mabes. If that's the pshat of Rashi, then Rashi's perfect. Rashi was very careful, except for that one line, the whole time, to say that the significance of Tumas Ochlim is in terms of Ochel, not in terms of Chai. So if that's the case, but when it comes to Roveya, that depends straight on Chai. Who cares whether it's Ochel or not? Linyan Tuma Blua. So no problem. Tosus was projecting because Tosus was saying the issue in all cases is Chayim and Noves. That's why there should be a problem. But even Tosus ends up saying that it's shiny, because what does Tosus say? Abai Omer Eina Matzelas. So Tosus understands that to mean not as a Safek. Right? Eina Matzelas means that it is treated as Eina Matzelas means it's like a mace. Right? We're accentuating the Tumas Ochum. It's like a mace. The Tama Mishum Dechi Chayahi L'chol Devareha L'kachro V'chayiv. So the irony is just that basically Tosus understands that this, I think what happened was Tosus understood the whole shock of the Tarya, the question is whether it's Chaim or Mavis, and he understood that Abaya swept in or swooped in at the last second and said it's a Safe because there's another factor here, even though it's Gechai L'chol Advarim, there's a Shem Ochel, so it's not Tuma Blua. That's, and if it's not, but that has nothing to do with Roveya. Whereas Rashi thinks exactly the same thing, just that Rashi thinks that's a Safek, Abai is Mistapek. Does it depend on Chai and Baves, or does it depend on Shem Ochel? The Marsha has a different reading of Tosus, that the definition of Chai and Baves in Tuma and in Isser are two different things. That's how the Marsha reads Tosus. But if you look at the Maram and the Marsha, they read a Kipshuto, like we just read it, which is, he's mechalek between Chaim and Ochel. There was a question or two, and I'm going to... Ari had a question, right?
Mine was already dealt
with. Good. Okay. Anybody else had a question? We're okay? We're good? Okay. One other issue to look at. Tosus in Bechoros, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, discusses the problem of, again, what will be Tmura? Osa Tmura or Ein Osa Tmura? If an animal is in the state of Pirchos... So, Osa Tmura or Ein Osa Tmura? That too, he says, depends on maybe even Osa Tmura b'Pirchos, because it's Bechlal Hamada v'Haracha. That's a Kiddush. Okay, I'm going to have to stop either way. Basically, what we end up saying here is that there really are different categories. There's an issue of Ochel, which affects certain things, and there's an interesting and important relationship between Chai and Maves and Ochel in its own right. And then on the level of Chayim and Maves, there really is a range. Now, as I said before, forgetting about the beginning of life, just starting from, you know, healthy life, there's Chayim, there's Trefa, there's Goseis. You really have to figure out which dinim are Koveya for Kinyanim, which dinim are Koveya for, you know, Retzach, right? You know, the Isur of Retzicha, the Chiv Misur of Retzicha. What about somebody who's omed lihareg because he has a psak din hanging over his head? Right? The sugya in Erechin. We talked a little bit about it last year in Kamalei Bidrabamine, right? We talked about it in Bava Kama. So, I'm sorry? Shor Niskal on the Behema side. So what I'm saying is there's life without a worry, there's life with a death sentence, a bezin imposed death sentence, and a trefa, meaning a physically imposed, a tragic death sentence. Then there's something called goseis. Then there's something called yotz, possibly yotza min achayim uchal meis lo niknas, at least according to Chizkiya, and that too could either be a limbo period or a stira. Then there's something called tchilas misa, sof misa, cheftza shomeis, etc. And all these various issues: tumas ochum, nevela, hamada v'haracha, tmura, eva min achay, tuma blua, revia. Tumas Meis, Kiruv Retzach, all these things are going to come into play. And whether a mechalek between the dinim that are koveya the change, by which I mean like a shechita tahora as opposed to shechita tmeya, or even a shechita tmeya as opposed to a non shechita legamri, like Nechira or Simenecha, the Gemara's Havamin about Drisa and Chalada. What about the status of Hatazas Arosh, you know, Le'inyan Kol Advarim? Or other such issues. All of these are part of the halacha's conception of life and death. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, I'll give you the Marma Komos on Sunday because I just want you to get as big if you can. Gimel Melal to Gimel Beis. Do the Rashi, Gemara Rashi, Tosas Rambam. If you can, do also the Rush and the Ran. That brings in most of the issue. Most of the issues. After that, just continue just to get the Shaka Vitaria sense from Dalid, Amud Aleph, also to Hayamud Beis. Just the range of different Shochtim, Kuti, Mumula Hakis, Mumula Tayabon, Mumula Vodazara, Mumula Davarechad. Just that range, and then we'll try to break it down. But it'll be over that three Dapim. So just make sure you know the Shaka Vitaria well.
Is the rhythm says can be